Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on today, T? How you feeling?
I am feeling good, Bob. How about you?
I can't complain, you know?
You know why I always say you can't complain, right?
I'm good.
You know why I say you can't complain, right?
Because I have a great woman beside me.
You have a wonderful wife and a great woman beside you. But you know, you said it, I didn't. So
I
thank you for the compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But hey,
<What's up? laughs>
we have a promotion.
Yes, we do. That's right. So what's our promo about?
So listeners, if you are a fan of Jackass, then you are going to love the promotion.
Bring home Jackass Forever today on digital. Johnny Knoxville and the gang are back with new friends and celebrity guest stars for the most hilarious, outrageous pranks and dangerous stunts ever. Grab your friends and get ready to laugh until it hurts. Don't miss a moment of the action and keep the good times rolling with bonus never-before-seen stunts included when you buy on digital. Rated R from Paramount Pictures.
Stay tuned to the end of the episode. We will tell you all about it.
That's right.
So.
Uh-huh.
I have a what if.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Did you have one?
No, I have
so. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over.
Nah.
So, have you ever played Truth or Dare?
Back in the day when I was a kid, maybe. But I haven't in my adult life.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So, say that you are out with like a group of friends.
Okay.
Actually, at someone's house. I don't know if they still have like house parties or whatever.
Okay.
But say it's like maybe say 8 of you guys.
I'm an adult and I'm at a house party with some friends of mine.
With some friends of yours.
Okay.
And a new friend. You know, I always like to throw a new friend of a friend in.
What is it? How we know this guy?
Because he's a friend of a friend.
So one of my dudes, he's one of his friends.
Right.
All right.
Okay, and his girl.
He got his girl, too.
I mean, Bob, you got to be willing to meet new people.
And I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay.
I just want to know who's in the group.
Somebody new.
Two new people.
Two new people are in the group. Very good, Bob.
What's up?
Okay, so, you know, you guys are drinking, having a good time. You're playing games. And so the girlfriend of the new guy was like, hey, I wonder, have you guys ever played Truth or Dare? And everyone's like, we played it when we were younger.
Back in the day, right.
But not as an adult.
Yeah.
And she's like, how about we play a game of Truth and Dare?
No.
Or Dare.
No. What? Why? I mean, we had a party. We having a good time. We drinking, you know what I'm saying? Congregating. Well, why you all of a sudden want to play Truth or Dare?
Baby, you guys are playing games anyway. You're playing board games.
At this party?
Yes.
Is that the kind of party this is? A board game party?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
A house party where you... I mean, it's only 8 people. So you're not turning up too much.
So we are the only 8 people at this party?
Yes. It's okay to get together. It's not a party. It's a get together.
All right. Just make it clear. This is not a party.
Oh, boy.
It's a get together with 8 people. Okay.
A get together with 8 people. You guys are playing board games.
Wow.
You know, you're drinking. You're having a good time.
All right.
So she's like, hey, how about we play Truth or Dare?
Okay.
Are you in, Bob?
Why not? Why not?
Okay, so I don't know if you remember how Truth or Dare goes, right?
Not really.
So from what I remember, it's like you ask the person, do you want Truth or Dare?
Okay.
So she kind of switches it up a little bit.
Switches it up how?
She calls it Dare or Fear.
Oh, come on now. See, she got her own rules. No.
Is something different. Heck, it can be a real thing. I don't know.
All right.
So, the question is, fear or dare?
Fear or dare.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, say you go fear. You know, pretty much when you go round and round, eventually you're going to pick one or the other. Okay, so the game has been going on for what? What?
You can count me out. I'm going to be over here sipping. Just
Bob, you got to participate.
All right. Okay.
You go fear.
Okay? Fear or dare.
Mm-hmm. So the question she asked, what is your biggest fear?
Okay.
Okay. So you guys are, you know, tipsy and everybody's feeling good. So everybody's fear comes out. Everyone tells their fear.
Okay.
I do not recommend this. Always keep your biggest fear to yourself because people will use it against you.
My biggest fear is being at this party get together with only 8 people, you know, and wanting to go home. That's my fear.
Oh, boy.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So, you know, everyone tells their fear. And of course, you know, you do a few dares as well.
All right.
So, you know, the next day you guys had such a good time. Everyone's like in this group text and the new person, he's in the group text now too. So you all are texting what?
So, I mean, both the new people.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about the girlfriend. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
She came up with the whole idea of this fear or dare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So everyone's in the group text. They're talking about how much of a good time they had and how you guys should do it again.
All right.
Okay. So here it is. Week or two passes.
Yep.
And one of the friends in the group, all of a sudden, like one of their biggest fears actually happened.
To them.
To them.
Okay.
Okay. Say they had a fear of spiders.
All right.
Okay. They woke up in the middle of the night with spiders crawling all over them.
That's messed up.
Isn't it? So, you know, everybody's like, well, you know what? It could have just been, you know, maybe you had a nest in the house or something. Right.
Was it a hallucination or did it actually happen?
No, it actually happened because, you know, you as your friends, you know, you go over there and you guys see the spiders crawling all over the bed.
Okay.
And, you know, you guys have to get the mattress, clean the mattress, get everything, whatever.
All right.
So, you know, you guys are just like, you know, it could have just been like a nest or something that's in here. Get the exterminator.
Right.
We'll, you know, figure it out. Don't think too much of it.
Okay.
So as time goes by, everyone in the group who, you know, stated their fear, that fear actually starts to happen.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is crazy. You know, and say one person's fear was of clowns.
She did it. Come on, she came up with the idea of the game. She got to be behind it somehow. Go on.
Person's fear of clowns.
Okay.
They wake up, you know what I'm saying? They see clown heads all around the bedroom.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that'll freak you out. Sorry if anybody has a fear of clowns, but that will freak you out.
That's freaky.
At what point, this is like the second person that the fear has actually come true. At what point would you start to think maybe this is just not a coincidence? And like, what would you do?
The second time, like I told you, I'm thinking it's her. She came up with the idea of let's play this fear or dare, which is a game I have never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
We are drinking and people are telling their fears and their fears are coming true. So I immediately think it's her. And I'm thinking her dude got to be shady too. He got to be behind it also because he with her.
Mm. So would you confront the friend who brought this new guy into the group?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what you going to say?
Where you know this guy from? Where you know these people from? This kind of crazy stuff never happened until you invited these new folks to kick it with us. You know? Try to keep that stuff to a minimum. Keep your little circle tight. Keep your circle tight.
For real, man. Don't bring new people into the circle. But wouldn't it bother you? Wouldn't you wonder, like, well, how are they getting inside, like, the house, getting inside the apartment? Or would you just think, like, this is just crazy? Or could it be the people that's actually doing it to themselves?
I don't know. But all I do know is the second time around, I mean, the first time with the spiders, I witnessed it. Because we all went over there to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Now the clowns, I don't know about the clowns, but they said it. So, okay. You know, so just got to keep an eye on.
So at what point would you think like, okay, is this going to happen to me?
Well, the only thing that can happen to me is me getting up out of that party, because I'm not telling what my fear is. I told them immediately my fear was being at this party with y'all. And it, you know, that we're supposed to be a party, but it turns out to be eight people and we playing these crazy games. I ain't lying. For real. That sounds crazy. Now, what would you do, T? Situation like that?
Well, like I said, I would never tell my fear.
Right.
But once I saw like the pattern, I'm sitting there and I'm looking like, how's this pattern going? Is it going from the way that we told our fears? Like the first person to told their fear, did the first thing happen to them? Second thing, you know what I'm saying? What order is it going in?
Okay.
Is it skipping every other person? So, you know, I got to get me a graph here.
So you're looking at it mentally.
Right.
You're trying to figure out who's going to be next.
Right.
All right.
So, and it's like, if I'm next.
Yeah. What if you figured it's you?
So, depending on what I told them my fear was.
Yep.
You know what? Somebody spending the night. Because I want to see something is a little bit off here. How are they getting in the house? Could it be the people that's doing it to themselves?
Yeah.
And then you wonder why. Like, why would you
tell your deepest fear?
Well, not only that, but why? Well, I can't even say that because people do prey on people. You know what I'm saying? You pray. Unfortunately, some people do prey on your weakness.
Yeah.
So that's why I always say, you know, never tell everything about you, especially your fears. But I would wonder, it would make me wonder, is it the new people?
It can only be the new people. I mean, this has never happened before.
You never played the game before.
No. And that's why my fear was the fear that I gave them. Absolutely. You know, so get me up out of there. Okay. That's my fear. Okay. Got me up out of there.
Oh, goodness. All right. So, yeah, that would be my thing. I would try to figure out the logic behind it, see who's the next person, and pay attention to what their fears were. Because say if a person's fear was, if it starts to get crazy and just like deadly, then.
So what would you have said your fear was?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. A fear of becoming rich.
A fear of becoming rich. Okay.
So, yeah, you know, if you're going to shower me with money, then, hey, we're good.
Okay.
But, yeah, that would be the only thing that would bother me. It's like, such and such said, you know, if their fear is being trapped in a closet. You know what I'm saying? Something crazy like that. You want to see how far it will go, how far whoever is doing this will take it.
Okay, well, check this out. Let's say you realize, you know, you did the pattern looking and all that. And you figured that you were next. And all of a sudden, you know, you invited your friend over to spend the night or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. And you gave your whole thing of the fear of being rich,
mm-hmm,
and everything. And all of a sudden, say your boss called you and said that you got fired for whatever reason. You have no money. You're fired.
Mm-hmm.
They fired you on the spot. Now, what do you think?
Well, heck, I'm thinking like I need to call my attorney first off. But second, it's like, well, what happened? And then I'm thinking like, okay, this wasn't supposed to happen because my fear was supposed to be being rich, not being broke.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, my mind is just like doing like a playing tricks on me now because I'm really trying to figure out what's going on.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't even have time for my friend right now because I'm going through some stuff. I got to figure some things out.
I mean, you never know. Maybe it could be two that was the fear and then the next two go opposite of what the fear was.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
You never know.
Think about that.
Right.
See, man, when it comes to mental and your mind, you cannot. You can't get people all that. You cannot get people that kind of
control. I mean, but my thing is this. Like, if you have friends, if you've known them for a while, you kind of know what they're about,
mm-hmm,
you know, so you kind of know what may make them happy, what may not make them happy. See, my whole thing is when you integrate these two new people,
right?
That's where things got kind of crazy. That's where things got kind of oaky. I mean, you get to seeing spiders.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fear of spiders. You get to seeing clowns. There's a fear of clowns.
Right.
You know, you do whatever. So I got to think it's the new people.
Okay, but see, yeah, that's what you're thinking, but wouldn't it mess you up if it was somebody in the group that has been in the group for a while that actually just you didn't realize was just that messed up in the head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be bad, too.
So it's like, who do you trust?
I trust myself. I trust myself. I ain't no lie.
Right.
In that situation, the only person I can trust is me now.
Hey, so are you looking at just the new people sideways, or are you looking at the whole group sideways?
You know what? I'm definitely looking at new people sideways. Mm-hmm. Off the top. And then, you know, I'm kind of just backing up from the whole situation.
Yeah, I got to distance myself from the group.
Yeah.
Regardless of how long I've been in the group, I got to distance myself. Because at this point, it's like you want to trust, but then it's like, okay, you know, the first thing you would think is like the new people that came in. So is it the guys or the girl? Like you said, she was the one who came up with it. Then I'm asking my friend, thing. Like, how in the world did you meet them? You met them from work. What made you think they was going to integrate with the group? But you can't, I don't want to say you can always welcome new people in your group, but you have to really be careful about that, especially at this age for me. Opening up your circle.
We didn't need the integration of two new people. For real.
Oh, boy, Bob. All right.
So is there anything else you would like to add to this craziness here?
Yeah. So it all comes out that it was somebody that was already in the group that has been terrorizing the group.
Okay. So it's time to cut them off.
Gotta let them go.
So, but why were they doing that, though, all of a sudden?
Baby, people do crazy things, you know?
All right. Like I said, I'm going to cut them loose. You know, definitely the new people.
You're still kind of new people loose.
Absolutely. I don't know you. Cut you loose. I'm looking at everybody else sideways. You know, I'm feed folks with long handled spoon.
Yeah, I'm going to just remove myself from the group chat.
That's what I'm doing. That's it. That's it. So, people that are listening, what would you do in this situation? Please let us know. Drop us a line at realtalkwithbobandt@gmail.com. Let us know how you would handle this situation. If all this craziness started happening, you're invited to a party, but you realize you're the only people at the party.
Maybe, wait, people can have parties, which is a party of eight.
Oh, come on.
A dinner party.
All right. But anyway, let us know how you feel about that. Like I said, reach out to us. We're on just about every social media platform. We're on Instagram at @real_talkbt. And also,
you can listen to us every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and in the evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend. That is on Live 365. Go over, check us out. The music is great. And yeah.
So true.
But my little tad bit of advice, like I said, on the serious people, honestly, certain things you got to keep to yourself. Definitely your fears, because you don't want anyone to use something against you.
Right.
That can harm you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I hear that we have an amazing promotion.
Okay. What is it?
We are giving away free digital codes for Jackass Forever to anyone who could tell us in an email what your fear was.
Okay. Like always, I always say it, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.